I had a mate by the name of Anthony Eccleston worked here, and his brother Jimmy both worked here, and I knew them, and they said, oh, we'll put the good word in for you at Bloomfield. Come over and George McKechnie will give you an interview. And George McKechnie was sort of the superintendent those days, and I come over and seen George, and Jimmy and them said, don't let George put you off by telling you he's only got a bit of work for you, because he said he tells everyone that, you know. So I come over and I had the interview, and he said, you'll be driving the truck. I said, yeah, yeah. And he said, you know, I can only guarantee you 3 months' work. And I said, yeah, that'll be right. And so I started in a week's time. That was in 82, November 82, I think it was. And I worked for them up until... I worked 18 years here at Bloomfield, and then I done the remainder of the time up at Rix's Creek.
So Jimmy's advice was pretty good.
Don't worry about the 3 months. old George was a good old bloke.
Yeah. Now, you've retired, as we said. Tell us about Brendan, about him coming on board. He's now your boss, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, he's the manager up there.
Yeah.
He went to university to do civil engineering at Newcastle Uni.
Yeah.
Went to school at Dungog and got a pretty good mark and went to Newcastle Uni as a civil engineer. With Jeff Dunn, that works here as well.
Yep.
And he said to me there once, he said, oh, it was coming Christmas, and he said, I wouldn't mind a bit of work over Christmas. And he said, you know, talking about McDonald's or working at a pub or something. I said, yeah. Oh, I'll ask Reg at work whether he could give you a bit of work. I was talking to Reg, I said, you know, could you give him a bit of work in the surveying department or something that would help him with his sort of...
Something aligned to what he's doing. Yeah.
I said, you know, he can get a job at McDonald's or somewhere like that maybe, and it's not going to help him. It's going to help him financially, but it's not going to help him with his work.
Yeah.
And Brett said, yeah, tell him to come up and bring all his papers and what his exams and his marks and everything. Tell him to come up and see me. So Brendan came up and seen him, and he decided to give him a bit of work and in the surveyors. And so he worked that Christmas, and... every bit of time, then he'd come back and work for him a bit. And he finished his degree, and I think he said to Reg, you know, I've got to go out in the field now and look for a job. He said, could you give us a bit of a reference? And Reg, from my understanding, Reg said, no, I won't give you a reference. And Brendan said, why not? He said, I want you to think about working for us. He said, I'll give you one tomorrow. But he said, go home and have a think about working for us. And he said, if you don't want to work for us, he said, I'll give you a reference. And Brendan came back and said, yeah, I'll work for you. So he's been with him ever since.
Wow.
Yeah, so...